Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The Chicago Fed president says it's too early to declare victory for an economic soft landing. So I don't know, folks. Wait 24 hours and it'll probably be something like, victory is ours. It always changes so very quickly depending on the day of the week, I think. And I got to tell you, though, I think people out there know what their economic situation is really like, and they don't need someone to explain to them one way or the other, because they see their bank account. They see the prices. Folks, welcome back to the program. Here we are, hour number three of the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, on this Monday morning edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, or if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, AM 930, of course, everyone along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And so good morning to everybody at GCN. Folks, the program chock full again, as always. It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday, but it's okay because we have so much to tell you about, so much to talk about, starting right here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, once again, just recapping, you know, we've got the this issue going on in the Red Sea, and there doesn't seem to be a good way out of it. Is there anything other than striking the Houthis to take out their missile or drone capabilities? Is there anything that can be done, or is this going to inherently be, have to be, a military operation of some sort?
Well, we would do whatever we would do it by air. I mean, we would not do it with any kind of ground troops. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the United States. You know, I would say, you know, we hear this word coalition. Well, let's have some coalition countries, you know, step up their game. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations is, you know, they're watching things pretty carefully. I'm looking at some of their updates on Twitter, you know, talking about this very thing. So, all right, the UK, step up your game here. You know, get in the hunt and get in the fight.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, either we're going to work together or we're not. And the escalation of this conflict in Israel is obviously front and center. But at the same time, you can't have shipping simply kind of come to a halt. That's going to affect the global economy in one way or another. And by
the way, don't think that China's not watching this. I mean, because if the Houthis can do this, then, you know, can China find their own little sea militias? Oh, they have some out there. They're called fishermen. They're under disguise as being fishermen. They can do the same thing in the South China Sea.
And something you often say, and I think it's incredibly on point, and that is the risk averseness of the Biden administration. And nobody wants to have to order a military strike. That's a last resort. But it just seems like, as you're saying, this becomes the pattern. It becomes what is now expected, and bad actors can obviously take advantage of that.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that you don't hear that ever comes out of this White House is, Biden was on the phone with France, or Biden was on the phone with Italy, or Biden was on the phone with Britain, Biden was on the phone with Saudi. You know what I'm saying? All these foreign leaders. Are they leaving it to the ambassadors? Because, you know, the ambassadors that we have out there stink. So.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. You know, we typically, you know, Joe Biden himself will say he's talked to so-and-so, but it doesn't seem to be a matter of course. Because,
yeah, when? Like 2 years ago?
Right. Yeah, because typically don't they have, you know, I know they can't divulge certain things, but they typically have readouts of some of these calls.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you heard of any?
No, not at all. No, because it's all about Hunter Biden, you know, that they're talking about at the press briefing. But typically, there should be something about this. And if anything, just to present the appearance that the president is engaged. And this is something voters look at too.
He's not engaged. I mean, it's just it is what it is. So.
Okay.
So does the man ever go down to the White House Situation Room and just sit there and get, you know, forget a presidential daily briefing. Just go down there and sit for an entire day and see what kind of intelligence is coming in and make some decisions. You know, is there a pattern here? Things worse than we're being told out here, which I would argue they are.
Well, right. You know, and what you're expressing here, though, is so important because, you know, people need to think and to know that their president, whether they be a Democrat or Republican, is somehow engaged in these daily issues that of all the information that flows into the White House is incredible. And to not be taking advantage of it or not being able to really sort of deal with it, you know, from a presidential standpoint is very scary.
And, you know, for any of the listeners that are out there, you know, if you happen to be on X, otherwise known as Twitter, or Twitter, otherwise known as X, travel on over to the White Helmets, which is the Syrian civil defense people. And I mean civil. I mean, they're citizens. And nobody talks about the fact that Idlib and Deraa Azza are still under attack. They're still being bombed. So we still have bombing going on in Syria. Why? Why? You know, they have said that, you know, they've kind of brought back Bashar al-Assad into, you know, relations here. And he's a war criminal. And I would argue that Putin began being a war criminal during the Syria thing still going on.
Indeed. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through the Monday edition of the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, don't forget, go over there, check out all the great articles and material that Denise has over there at founderscode.com. Well, it is nice to have you here. And Denise, it's nice to have you there. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. Well, you know, we were talking about what's happening, of course, with the Red Sea. But there's this this convention that went on in Pakistan, we understand, last week. I understand it was in Pakistan's capital. You had Hamas leaders and Islamic scholars, and they are calling, at least the Hamas leaders are calling on Pakistan to threaten Israel because they have nuclear weapons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, first of all, and I'm not trying to be too funny about this, but what do Hamas leaders do at conventions? Do they get great gift bags, or do they have parties by the pool, or, you know, what, concerts, or what? You know, this seems like, you know, these are terrorists, and they're going to a convention.
Yeah, so do we have CIA operatives that are, you know, watching any of this in Pakistan, or in Turkey, or in Qatar?
Good question, because it might help us to know what the next move is. But do you see this as a form of sort of more desperation on their part? Because they're saying, well, if Pakistan threatens Israel, that will help end the war. Because obviously they're getting devastated by Israel as they should be.
Look, what's interesting here is that Pakistan was an ally during all war dealings with Afghanistan. And the fact that there would be some kind of a summit, a terrorist summit, not only in Pakistan but in Turkey, have we lost Pakistan as some kind of an ally? That they have been taken over by the terrorists? This is the next question.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. That's where Bin Laden eventually was found, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Abbottabad.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but I mean, it just seems to me that, you know, these people are traveling, and as you've mentioned before, where's the International Criminal Court, you know, for these terror leaders? They can just travel freely to Pakistan and just kind of do their thing.
I mean, there's a warrant out for the arrest of Vladimir Putin, and he's traveled outside of his country a couple of times. So much for all of that, and so much for Interpol. I mean, you think you don't have law and order here in the United States, you don't have it worldwide. And I would say that those that are on X, additionally, is that there are a number of posts that began yesterday that the IDF found the largest Hamas tunnel that they've ever... I mean, it's really quite remarkable what they have uncovered in this tunnel. It's big enough to drive a vehicle through that the IDF did. And it's at least 4 miles long.
That's significant. See, this is what they're doing with all the money.
It's the most sophisticated thing I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's unbelievable, this tunnel. In fact, it's almost like it's something that, you know, engineers would design and build to put in a subway system. Oh, I would argue that's exactly what it is. It's a subway system.
Wow. I mean, this is, you know, again, but see, now hopefully in a regular world, people would see this through the, you know, internationally and say, Hamas is up to no good, you know, but unfortunately, a lot of that just doesn't take.
What other country? Because remember, Gaza is really Israeli territory that they just sort of lend it over to allow Hamas, or really the Palestinians, to borrow, and then Hamas took over. Okay? So what other country deals with this? What other country has all of these tunnels and these subway systems that are slam-packed full of weapons?
None, as far as I know.
Any?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are we finding tunnels in Turkey? Are we finding them in you know, Kuwait, Lebanon?
Well, and I almost half expect some who are just absolutely trumpeting the wonders of Hamas to say, well, it's a jobs program. I mean, you know, people got put to work because of these tunnels. You know, this kind of stupid stuff. I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob. He's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good. The amount of evidence that's coming out in these hearings on the impeachment against Biden and his family and stuff, it just seems to be overwhelming. And I don't see how they can possibly avoid impeaching him. It's that, too. The other thing I want to make note of, too, and maybe it's lost in a lot of this Middle Eastern news, is the fact that in Asia, like Japan is starting to rearm and stuff like that, because I'm expecting China to make some sort of move on this. And I think several of the Asian countries are starting to get ready for China. What do you think, Denise?
Good question.
I think they have been getting ready for China, and several Western countries have too. But, you know, here in the last day, North Korea, they said, has fired off a ballistic missile. Well, I think there were two of them, actually. And they thought it was a short range. I would argue that it's either medium range, if not perhaps even a long range. So, yeah, North Korea. So what's Biden doing? How are those sanctions working? And, oh, by the way, North Korea doesn't do anything without the wink and nod from Beijing. Nothing.
Indeed. Well, indeed. And so, of course, you know, that's why these hotspots all over the world, you know, you have to be able to handle all these things and handle them consistently. And I know that it takes this or that in different situations, but overall, there is no fear of the Biden administration. I hate to put it that way. Yeah.
None. And I'm sitting here looking at 46 container ships have actually gone through the Cape of Good Hope rather than the Red Sea. So they're already diverting ships because of the mess in Bab al-Mandeb.
Well, sure. Yeah, well, what other choice did they have?
The number one hotspot is the border.
Yeah.
Well, now that's an interesting thing because we've got the Republicans on the Senate side that are absolutely furious because a lot of these border discussions in order to fund Ukraine and whatever part of Israel, not until they do something about the border, on the Senate side, they're actually kind of being held behind closed doors. So there's these negotiations, whatever they are, nobody seems to know what these negotiations are about. So you've got a handful of people or senators that both sides that are in these negotiations. And exactly what's being negotiated, it seems all pretty simple to me. So,
well, of course it's
supposed
simple.
To be.
Yeah,
we're
of course
supposed
it
to
is.
Be solving some of this week before they go on air quote Christmas vacation. So, what a mess. I mean, everything I look at here is just a mess.
Well, you're right about that. It seems like... Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, back in, Bob. Go ahead.
Isn't there a Senate seat that's up for election we're about to flip, that there's a good chance that we're going to flip over and that we might actually have a majority in the Senate?
There's a chance of that. I think, one, that John Tester's in a little bit of trouble. Manchin's not running again. There's a little bit of movement in that direction.
And that might bear on impeachment. And when we come back from the break, and thanks very much, Backgam and Bob, for the telephone call. We appreciate it. But when we come back from the break, we'll have more with Denise Simon. And, of course, I want to ask you, Denise, about that question from Backgam and Bob regarding impeachment. Because that could have bearings, of course, not only on the election, but, on whether or not Kamala Harris could actually do more to mess stuff up than we've actually seen up to this point. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator is comparing the flow of immigrants to the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin defined dangerous as only being able to screen a small percentage of those crossing the border every day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of three hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist with its military invasion of Gaza. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen, engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea with no reported damage to the ships and no injuries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No doubt about that. And if this music does not convince you, then nothing will. But Christmas is right around the corner, everybody. It's going to be here before you know it. And we hope that you've got some great plans, of course, as we head through this week. And if you're traveling, please do be careful. And, of course, we got that storm on the East Coast and so forth that can really snarl a lot of your Christmas travel plans. So plan ahead, call ahead, and be ready to have to make changes, perhaps even at the last moment. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we welcome back Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
Well, you know, I wanted to follow up on something that Beckham and Bob had talked about, and, you know, talking about all this evidence for impeachment and going after the Biden family and so forth. But number one, do you think, and I know this is reading the tea leaves, so this is all just speculation, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but do you think they're going to go for an actual articles of impeachment?
No.
Or do you think, yeah, that's a simple simple answer then. But it will be very important in terms of the election, don't you think? Because a lot of this stuff is going to keep coming out.
Well, if we can get by this Senator Cardin's Senate staffer who was with the sex tape thing,
yep.
You know, that he fired and whatnot. So that's the scandal du jour here on Monday, is what was going on. And, you know, did Senator Cardin, he knew about this cat's background. So I would say that Senator Cardin, by the way, who himself is up for re-election, should be in trouble because of this one. But so you got Cardin. Mazie Hirono could be in some trouble here from Hawaii, especially after I never heard her say a single word about the fires that happened in Maui, personally. You got Joe Manchin, but another interesting one here is Robert Menendez, and this is his second round at corruption. So he could and should be in some real trouble. And I mentioned John Tester. So there are some senators that I think that their seats are a little on the shaky side. But on the Republican side, too, I mean, you know, there are a handful that are also up for re-election. Marsha Blackburn and Mike Braun, who I don't think that Mike Braun's running again, if I remember correctly. I think he wanted to be governor. So I don't know where that one particularly is. Romney's not running again, so I don't know where that race is. And then Kyrsten Sinema. And I think that's why Carrie Lake is in the race. So there are some interesting movements that are happening on the Senate side. But I would say, you know, here in the next this week, all discussions are going to be on how this Cardin staffer even got access to the Senate hearing room and where that one goes.
Well, sure. Well, but of course, as we head into the election, though, you know, the coattails are going to be so very important at this point because everything is kind of going to be up in the air. So if Trump is the nominee, for example, and he's able to sort of galvanize most of the nation on this idea that, you know, you're not better off than you were 4 years ago. We're totally messed up on foreign policy. There's wars going on now. There's rumors of wars. I mean, it's just across the board bad. Maybe that could help carry the House and the Senate to have majorities that are not going to be so razor thin where, you know, you can't get anything done. But getting back just briefly to the impeachment issue, there's this notion, of course, there's a lot of stuff that they're uncovering about Biden and Hunter Biden, the Biden family and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a particular act as president as yet. So it's kind of a different animal right now, but I think in this impeachment inquiry, they may find some very bad things about the corruption because we see so much evidence of the corruption to begin with. That's why they have this inquiry.
Well, look, how many times has Trump's children had to testify without, I would say, any real kind of argument? They showed up. But how many yet on the Biden crime family incorporated are complicit and part of, I would say, racketeering? This is racketeering on foreign stuff, including the sister-in-law, Sarah, Jim's wife. So, then you have these lawyers, you know, this lawyer that was formerly at the Department of Justice that came in last week and really refused to answer anything. So it's bad juju. And they've defaulted on loans from people. You know, they tried to live the high life, but they tried to live the whole family, tried to live the high life on other people's money. So people were loaning them money, law firms and friends and this and that, with all these pledges, and we'll give you access to the White House, and we'll do this, and we'll look at contracts and government contracts. And you know, the Biden clan really reneged on pretty much everything. So it's not an easy thing for Comer and Jordan and Grassley to do all of this. But by design, you know, the mafia, you know, The heads of the families never had their fingerprints on anything. They always sent out their lieutenants, which is precisely what is happening here.
Right, and the capos and so forth. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, we do have a telephone call. It's Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot. Do you have a question
Elliot,
for Denise?
Goodness.
Yes, good morning. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel. Good morning to you, Denise. You're my neighbor out there.
Thanks. How you doing? Haven't heard your voice
All right.
in a while.
Yes, check this out. Now, let's be straight about this conflict engagement in the Middle East. Obama and Biden are weak puppets for Iran, period.
Yes.
America, we had a G-34 concrete bomb buster that penetrated 22 feet down. Now, the military announced weeks ago, the American military, that forces have the technology of a Mohab concrete buster bomb that can penetrate over 200 feet down,
mm-hmm.
doing
mm-hmm.
maximum damage. Well, why Biden is not pressuring Iran to stop it? We have the capability to destroy their nuclear program right now. This is a long-standing weakness. It appears through Obama, Muslim name, he projects softness towards Muslim leaders.
Yeah.
Obama is not one of us. We must make that clear right now. Obama is not one of us. He supports leaders from radical Islam. I'd like to hear what Denise have to say.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Elliot. Have
Thanks,
a great,
Elliot.
Great morning.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas. Well, so does the Biden administration, without argument. And I mean, we've had Moabs. Trump actually used a Moab in Afghanistan. So we don't want to do anything to escalate anything. And they say that if we respond in any way, shape, or form, that it escalates things. Well, they're already escalating, and you're not. So at what point, do we have a 9/11 situation, do we react? I mean, that's what's scary to me. But Israel is taking a little bit of action here because they just had a team of their crackerjack hackers, and what did they do? Well, they hacked into every single gas pump in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
None of the gas pumps at the gas stations are working.
Elliot, Wesley Chapel,
like
did you have a parting shot for Denise? Elliot, Wesley Chapel. Okay, I think maybe he's still got his radio turned up, but yeah, I agree,
I mean,
Denise. I agree. I like that.
We've got some excellent technologies out there. And, you know, what are we doing? I mean, I'm not trying to be a war hawk here, but, I mean, there's got to be some kind of response. And it doesn't have to always be, you know, bombs and bunker busters.
Well, I agree. And because there's got to be, you know, that should be the last resort. But they ought to be able to say, hey, how did this even happen? And
well,
then,
I mean,
you know,
we resort to doing sanctions, and then what do? We waive sanctions. Well, we just recently waived a whole pile of sanctions on Venezuela. And what's Venezuela doing? Well, they're trying to go after Guyana.
Exactly.
So, you know,
well,
so much for that.
Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Have a great morning. We're going to talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
With you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, and especially if you might have a question or comment for our next guest, of course. That would be none other than the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski himself. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website. You can also hear Chris right here in our home station of AM 860 The Answer at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and then 5 p.m. Eastern Times Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's no shortage of stuff to talk about. That's for darn sure. But let's start off because you know how I love to ask you about when the Fed says something about interest rates or about the economy. Well, the Chicago Fed president says it's, quote, too early to declare victory on having an economic soft landing. So I expect we wait 24 hours. We'll probably get a different prediction. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, again, you know, did he say anything profound? I mean, that's the easiest thing that you can say. They waffle on the in-between because they don't know. And again, this is one of the things that, you know, drives me nuts is that we pay so much attention to these people, where again they're perpetually wrong, and now they, you know, they get to the point where they waffle on the in between and play politics, and who cares? You know, don't let that affect your Christmas. Don't let it affect your New Year. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I've always been one talk about recession. I'm a, you know, small business owner, and I got offices all over the country. I got clients, but you know, when the economy is slowing down, and we, you know, had issues with a, you know, a weakened economy for a period of time. You obviously look to, you know, to cut costs and to become more efficient, so you come out stronger on the other side. So I say, you know, if a recession comes, you don't have to participate in it. You can take advantage of it.
Indeed. I saw an interesting poll with Rasmussen earlier. It says that about two-thirds of Americans believe that almost anybody could find a job, and they also, about half the American people believe that work is the best way out of poverty. These sound like revolutionary ideas, don't they?
I mean, who did this? I mean, who wasted their time with this this poll? I mean, you know, and honestly, it's like, you know, in other news, sky is blue, water's wet. I see.
Well, that's right. The way I saw it was that, you know, the Democrats, or at least the Biden administration or the far left, would say, well, that's not a government program. Work is not a government program. So how could you possibly prosper if you don't have, it's not somehow tied to the government?
Yeah, well, one of the most depressing campaign ads, or whatever, I don't even know how long it lasted, but it got some attention, was Barack Obama. He had this interactive computer graphic called The Life of Julia, where it's basically, you know, showing this woman and her entire lifespan and all of the government programs that she was on throughout her entire life. And I'm like saying to myself, that's a great life where you're relying on the government throughout your entire life. And it's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, as you said, you know, personal responsibility is, you know, something I like to bring back in style.
Well, indeed. Well, and of course, one of the other things that we see happening, this was an interesting headline I saw on the AP, and that was Biden is going into 2024 with an economy getting stronger, but voters feel horrible about it. And then in another article talking about, well, what can Biden do to convince people that things are good? But yet, at the ground level, people still see that things aren't so good, at least as far as they're concerned with their kitchen table budgets.
I mean, everyone's situation is unique and different. I think that they're kind of drifting away from the whole Bidenomics and, you know, the focus on the economy. I do think that, you know, if you get the rate cuts next year, I think that they'll point to that as a great success, and you know, you almost try to pull a, you know, George W. Bush mission accomplished bit down when that happens. But you know, again, you know, everyday items are going to have to come way down before people start feeling comfortable again. It's, you know, it's the everyday items, we've talked about this before, that are really dragging down these household budgets.
Well, one other statistic that we saw come out for November, it looks like wholesale inflation went below 1% in the annual pace in November. So, you know, any little bit of good is good, but on the overall, don't we need a lot more good before it suddenly becomes really effective for people?
Well, again, you know, it's people like, you know, inflation has come down. I mean, okay, the prices are not going up as quickly, but, you know, that's all, I guess that's fine, but, you know, and people can deal with inflation, you know, in items to some degree that they're not buying on a regular basis. It's the stuff that, you know, it's the groceries, it's the you know, energy, it's the tolls, it's coffee, it's everything that you're getting on a regular basis which really hits.
Well, and sort of off the path of just the economy, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't I hear you talk a little bit about, because we mentioned it here in the program as well, about the Boston mayor who had the special meeting, special Christmas party? I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, is that good to do in this day and age? I mean, this just seems like it sets us back. It doesn't move us forward.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bizarro world. I mean, when I'm going back to when, you know, decades and decades and decades ago, when I was a kid, that would be unthinkable. It wouldn't even come up. That would be so, you know, ridiculous, and you know, that segregationist type of a feel. I think you got to bring Martin Luther King back in style, along with personal responsibility. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. Would be disgusted by something like this. If you would have switched the words around and, you know, some white mayor somewhere was going to only have a Christmas party only inviting white people, it would be a scandal of monumental proportions. I mean, what's wrong with these people? I mean, what are you hoping to achieve here? I don't understand. Yeah, it's just, trying to divide people and pit people against one another and have this tribal nonsense. I've been talking about this years and years and years ago. You know, it started with the whole hyphenated American. I'm, African-American. I'm Italian-American. I'm Polish-American. No, you're American if you're here. And I don't differentiate from anybody. Do I, am I half Italian and half Polish? Yes. But, my passport, says I'm an American citizen. You know, this putting people into various different camps, and now we've even done it to a greater degree in regards to your sexuality and gender and all this other nonsense. I mean, come on already. Give me a break. You know, I don't give a darn, when I'm hiring people about any of these things. All I care about is your merit and your worth, and that's what we should be focused on.
I'm so glad you mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King, because it seems like I was saying, we're going backwards. You know, we were supposed to be building a much better open society.
He would be canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that he said, let's be honest, he would be canceled today by the far left. Okay, he can't say what he said. They don't, they would disagree with him vehemently.
I think you're right about that, and it's really quite sad because again, even all these different issues that we face, if we're at each other's throats here, then we're going to be just not effective in our foreign policy or in trying to get things really, really back on track. And by the way, talking about foreign policy, we know that the shipping in the Red Sea is basically being suspended. We've got the Mediterranean Shipping Company. They're the world's largest shipping group. They're now rerouting their ships out of that area. But that will have an effect ultimately on the global economy until the Houthi issue is taken care of, because they keep trying to attack these ships.
Yeah, it's obviously going to, it might slow some supply chains down. I would think that maybe some of these shipping places they probably have in that area of the world, I'm sure that they have contingencies put into place, expecting that might happen before. But again, it might add to the cost of moving items from point A to point B.
Indeed. Well, that's the thing. And, I appreciate what you're saying, Chris. About Martin Luther King, because that has to, that should be the touchstone at this point, it just shows just how far we really sort of traveled, into the twilight zone with this whole stuff. But Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, that's the website, everybody, if you want to find out more about Chris, and we look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. And folks, we're coming right back after your top of the hour news to get the headlines. We're going to pay a couple of bills for the program, and we're coming back with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. And if I know Frank, I think he's going to be pretty much loaded for bear this morning. So stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.